It's definitely the strength of the balance sheet. We've moved in a net asset position from negative net assets of 1.6 million to positive net assets of £32 million. That's the first time since administration in 2009 that the company's strength of the balance sheet as it stands at the moment is in positive territory, in significant positive territory.
So assets are in positive territory. The gross profit of the company is over £30 million. What does that mean to a fan? What does it mean that the net assets are in positive?
It's about the strength of the club more than anything. It's about when you're looking at what is a club worth, what does it do, how does it continue, what is its sustainability into the future. Positive net assets are one of the indicators that give that strength.
Now, broadcasting revenue, we know, plays a part in everything. And whilst it's helped you with your gross profits, I can't help thinking that actually, it's the next year or so that's the most important, because everyone's racing towards the new TV contract deal. That must be in everyone's heads.
It certainly is, yes. There's no point getting away from the fact that TV contract is coming down the line. It's been announced, although there is a huge caveat to that, which is the Ofcom investigation. And there's no getting away from the announcement that the Premier League made yesterday that whilst there's a huge TV contract, you know, £1 billion of that £5 billion is given away anyway, or is distributed to the wider football family. And therefore, yes, there's an expectation that there will be an investment in all parts of the business in order to match the revenues that come in. It's not clear-cut as yet, and people aren't quite at that stage whereby you know they're rubbing their hands together and expecting things to come down the line.
Now, I look at the figures and I think, well, here's a club that sold lots of players in the last year and reinvested to bring a load of new players in. That's obviously a costly exercise. I was a little bit surprised to see a £20 million loan from the owner, from the shareholder. Now, I was thinking, well, why would she need to do that?
Well, twofold, really. One, and sorry, just to take a step back, it really demonstrates Katerina's commitment to the club to an extent, because she had sort of decisions to make in the summer. She could have sold the players and she could have cleared her debts into the club, but she didn't. She said to us, you have that money to reinvest. And at the same time, she saw that there was a hole in the cash flow as a result of the decisions that have been taken in the past by the club. Therefore, she showed that commitment by adding an additional £20 million. And that was to pay for the legacy of the training ground, past transfer fees, all those sort of things that sit back but you can't avoid because they're contractually committed to.
When you look at the staff at the club, there is an increase in staff numbers and an increase in staff... obviously salaries therefore and commitments. How is that reflected in the success of the club? I mean, I know we're talking backwards now to 2013-14, but why the increased staff numbers and how does it help the club?
One of the key reasons is to strengthen the club in order to build that plans that we want to build going forward. We want to build the commercial side of the business that we spoke about many times, and therefore that's a significant proportion there. But also just to go into each of the departments and to say, what is it that's going to make you be excellent at your job? What is it that's going to allow you to break the boundaries, that's going to allow you to, you know, to grow the talent there? In order, all these sort of things about the forward-thinkingness of the club, all those things that we've become synonymous for over the past sort of few years, and actually to take that one step further. And in order to do that, you've got to strengthen the staff. And therefore, the expectation is that going down the line, everybody will start to see Southampton continue to grow and continue to blossom and continue to flourish.
Okay.
Both, what I would say is both on the pitch, but also more importantly, just off the pitch as well in terms of the way we do business.
In the infrastructure of the club?
Yes.
Okay. I have noticed that whilst the commercial revenue did go up in the year, about £1.5 million, which was about 25%, I think, on its previous year, the match day income hasn't really changed. It's not changed much. And I know, again, this is historic, but it was a season when the club was at its most successful in the Premier League under Mauricio Pochettino. And I'm still quite surprised that when I look back to then, things that we notice as the members of the public or the media or whatever are things like empty hospitality boxes in the Premier League on a match day at a stadium that only holds 30,000 people. So great success, but not really reflected on a match day. And I can't help thinking that was to do with the perception of the club or perhaps the rising fees of the hospitality boxes, that sort of thing. But it's the sort of thing that people notice.
Yeah,
and the match day income hasn't really changed despite the success.
You're absolutely right, Adam. It hasn't changed. And there's kind of three sort of strands to that. One is, to an extent, our stadium is only so big and it is generally full. Whilst you might see some empty hospitality boxes, as a percentage of the stadium, it tends to be over 96, 97% full. You know, as you average it out throughout the stadium. So there's only so far you can go. But you're absolutely right from the hospitality side. We need to work hard on that. And part of that is, you know, what we, our links with the community, and we believe they had been broken. We've been working hard over the past year to mend them. In fact, if you look forward to next year, we're expecting to see rises in hospitality and rises in matchday income. There will only be certain percentages. Like I said, there's only a ceiling that you can actually fit into the stadium. But the other is also the changing face of actually hospitality on a match day. That, you know, with changes in the economy and everything else coming round, it's still a luxury spend for businesses, and therefore we have to work hard in order to get that revenue in. And we are working hard and changing the structure to try and bring that through. And that is going to be borne out in next year's results.
Yeah, because I was thinking of it with regards what the chairman has been trying to achieve with the work, the way he wants the club to be reflected in the community. And I can't help thinking the two are linked. And actually over the last year, you are now saying that actually hopefully those links are being mended, because actually we're going to see perhaps a closer relationship between the club and businesses.
We absolutely want to engage with our local community, with local business and with our fans. And you'll see from our campaigns in terms of the We March On campaign, all of that is about putting the perception of the club across in terms of who we are, what we stand for, what our beliefs are. You know, you've seen out there the way we never stop, the forward-thinkingness, you know, playing the right way, the growing the talent, etc., etc. All of those things are what the club stands for, and we're trying to build those bridges and build those into the local community.
Okay. Going forward, if you get European club football, how well placed are you? How many plans are in place to deal with that? Or do you have to wait until you know whether you're in it or not?
No, we're like any business, we scenario plan. We 3-4 months ago, we sat down as an exercise to say, if it's Champions League football, this is the scenario. If it's Europa League football, this is the scenario. If it's neither of those, this is the scenario. You know, any good business would do the sort of exercises, and only one of those plans will ever come to fruition. In the same way that whilst we don't expect it to happen at all, we always plan for relegation, because you just have to, as good quality governance within your business. And therefore, are we ready for European football? I would say yes, because if you actually look at the infrastructure off the pitch, it's one of the best, and we believe is the best in British football.
The other thing, finally, is the future with the owner. We talked about her commitment through the last financial year that we're looking at. We talked about that. There was always the famous 5-year plan from 2009. You've now got yourself in profit after 5 years. What can you say about putting to bed the stories and rumours and stuff from a year or so ago that when she was going to come in, she was going to take her money out, she was going to do this? Now, that obviously hasn't happened. Do we expect anything to change significantly with the way she thinks going forward?
I think, to be honest, Adam, you've kind of answered the question yourself in the fact that everybody said that this was going to happen, except those in the club which continually said it wouldn't, and that's been borne out to be true. So therefore, you know, I don't think I can say anything extra from what Ralph has said in the media in the past few months, that Katerina's committed to the club. She continues to be committed. You know, it's shown in the from the financial perspective, but also from the perspective Ralph said, she was here at the Christmas party. We fly over to see her regularly in Switzerland to update her on what's happening in the club. She comes to games. You know, I'm not quite sure what more we can say in order to convince you, other than it seems to be an eternal question that wants to be asked, because everybody's looking for a different answer.
Now, maybe, yeah. And just finally, going forward, the perception, and I think that's why I asked the Katerina question, because it's about perception and how people are in the stands and how they think about their club. Just finally, the perception will be that having sold so many players, yes, you've reinvested a lot of that money, these figures next year will look even better, because that's how people will view that £80-90 million figure they float about as the sales and so on. Do you expect the club's figures to keep improving, or do you, because of the factors you've talked about, get to a point where you optimise and actually it's about reinvestment every year rather than more profit?
We are looking to create a sustainable business model. That's what the club is all about. That's not about selling players. That's about return on investment for everything that you invest in the club. Be that in an academy player at 9 years old, be that in a suite on a match day, be that in the stands or be that with our staff and our investment that we talked about earlier. So it's about sustainability and creating ongoing success both on and off the pitch and allowing the on-field performance to be absolutely maximised.
I know I just said finally, but as this occurred to me as you're answering this question, Gareth, you just said it. Have you broken the model at this club with how people view their squad and their players and stuff? Because I can't think of another occasion in recent times where a club has turned over so many players and yet come out of it as strong, if not stronger, than they were before. Because the perception of English football is that you can't break up squads, you can't do that. But actually, you've done it. Does that feel fairly unique to you?
I guess it is, if you're telling me it is. Well, it's not something that happens all the time, and there is that perception, but we believe very, very strongly that we could achieve it because, as we talked about many times before, we pay a huge amount of attention to every detail in the club. And that's not just on the football side, it's throughout the club and everything we do. We know there is improvements to make and things to get better, but we're always looking to do those. And therefore, we didn't go into this sort of lightly and say, and suddenly one day all the players left and the next day we sort of held our hands up and said, oh my God, we've got sort of,
We need some players.
You know, it was done through a very planned, very strategic way of thinking. And, we intended to keep the players. They didn't want to be here, as had been widely reported. And therefore, we had to replace them. But we put a lot of effort into who we replaced them. A lot of effort into the coach in terms of when Ronald came on board. It wasn't just a snap decision to find the first person. That list had already been made. Les keeps in his drawer. In fact, he doesn't even allow any of the rest of the board to see who sits in that drawer. So it's meticulous planning, and I believe that's the absolute key to all of it, and a will to always get better and not to be afraid of doing things differently, which is what the club's all about.